Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Sunday, April 28th, 2024. Indiana did the one thing they struggled with on Saturday. They did damage right after a mid-inning pitching change and cashed in big on RBI opportunities. Devin Taylor continued his torrid weekend, going 2-for-4 with a double and a homer. Aiden Decker-Petty earned the win in 4.2 innings, allowing no hits, earned runs, or walks. The media met with Taylor, Decker-Petty, and head coach Jeff Mercer following the game.
Devin, can't really describe how much you've been hitting the ball crazy lately. What's been different this week, and how are you feeling?
I mean, I'm feeling good. Just honestly, when I'm in the box, I'm not thinking about anything. Just super all hitting right now. It's working for sure.
How are you liking the leadoff spot?
I'm loving it, man. I've always wanted to bat leadoff. I batted leadoff a couple times when I was in my high school days, but going back to it is great back memories. It's been fun.
Do you notice the difference the way the pitchers are pitching you in that leadoff spot?
I feel like there's no difference. They're still trying to pitch around me regardless. So, yeah.
Aiden, what do you feel really worked for you today against this
record? Sinker, slider. Just going in with sinkers and then going away with sliders. It was a great combination.
You've had a couple good outings now against Big Ten opponents. Has there been any sort of adjustment from earlier in the season?
Just attack more overall. I was getting 0-1, 0-2, not really putting away, just attacking on that third pitch, getting them out.
Three-game sweep, and this is your fourth series you won again in the Big Ten. What kind of momentum do you feel going into the rest of the season?
We're just winning every game. We know every game's important, so we're just winning game by game. That's all we care about.
Aiden, Coach Mercer has talked about the defensive improvement as the season's gone along. How have you seen the defense improve this year?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, Carter had that catch out there, that last inning. We've been hustling, playing hard, and making great plays.
Anything else? Go ahead.
Lengths of some of the outings is what Mercer's been stressing. You only used a total of 7 pitchers this weekend, and you went multi-innings. How big is that for your team, and what kind of goes into extending those appearances?
It's huge. Just overall attacking, keeping the pitch count low and going at guys, hopefully getting some early outs with some low pitch counts.
Devin, the offense has been more effective today than yesterday after a pitching change. Can you talk a little bit about how you guys approach that?
Coach Burris talked about after the game, that's our only kind of flaw. Of course we have flaws, swinging at pitches sometimes, but we just need to make a quicker adjustment of seeing a new pitcher right away, which is what we've been working on. So there you go, we did it today.
Yesterday, Coach, we talked about responding after a pitching change, and probably one of the biggest innings you've had all season happened after a pitching change.
Yeah, it was you nailed it yesterday, and it was such a point of emphasis for us, and the guys really responded to it. They responded to the challenge of being able to make a quick adjustment to a guy. Whatever the profile may be, there's a different plan, and yesterday we didn't do a good job of adjusting to the plan in the moment. Sometimes when you get in those big innings or potential, you just assume it'll happen. You just assume the inning's going to happen. And you can't. You can't let your guard down. You work so hard. It's so hard to get in those situations that when you get there, you have to be at your best then. You work hard to get there, and then you have to finish. And we talk about being a finisher. Finish the inning. We finish the both on the mound and offensively. And today, we really stepped up. We were terrific. Obviously, Cerny with the big blast. But we even continued there afterwards, I think, another hit and then maybe another home run. And so we continued that inning when we had an opportunity to kind of really jump and take a commanding lead. And a big part of it is, these guys all year have been coachable and adaptable. They've been open-minded to being able to be challenged, and then they respond to it, and they did that again today. So, yeah, that was the big difference from yesterday to today, and you nailed it, and they responded really well.
Carter's been a big part of the offense, moved him down in the lineup. What adjustments did he make coming into this weekend?
Well, Carter and I met kind of before the weekend going in, and I just we had talked about, what adjustments he felt like he needed to make and what made him a really good player, and really was player-led. He led the conversation. He said, I'm just getting behind too early. I'm too selective early, and I'm in two strikes too quickly. And I said, okay, so how do we adjust to that? And he said, I need to go early if I get a pitch to hit. And I said, I agree. When you're good, you're doing damage early in the count. If you're getting a pitch and then you walk. But the plan A can't be to walk, and plan B is to swing. We're going up there to hit, and if we can walk along the way, that's great. And part of that's coaching too, right? Where we talk so much about taking a free base and getting out of a guy's way and taking in by pitches. And so sometimes guys can become a little bit passive with it and trying to be coachable. but there's also the time where you have to go be aggressive. And he's such a talented guy and made a big-time adjustment and was able to be aggressive early. I think the first pitch he saw maybe was the home run early and got us going, and then was aggressive all day, hit several balls on the button. And when he does that, he's one of the best players in the league, and he's very dangerous. But he made a great adjustment, and he led the conversation, and he went out and performed. Did a great job.
When you talk about Devin, you try to shy away from talking about natural talent and talk more about his hard work.
Yeah.
Is that the biggest thing you saw from why he broke out this weekend?
Yeah, you know, Devin gets pitched differently, and we've talked about that all year. And I always kind of talk to guys about the kind of the rotation. Typically, the guys will go fastball away. Once you adjust to that, they'll go to breaking ball. Once you adjust to that, they'll go to fastball in, and you have to be willing to take it and then make an adjustment when you get a pitch over the plate. And so you could kind of see Devin on that cycle, right, where he finally kind of adjusted to the fastball in pitch profile and was able to leave it and then get back out over the plate. And this weekend he was out over the plate, out back in the middle of the field. You could see it coming at Ball State. He had really good at-bats back in the middle of the field. And then he broke out this weekend. So he's very, very smart, very intelligent. He is naturally gifted, right? I mean, he is a talented player, but he's capable in so many ways. You watch him checking the scouting report. He's checking who's in the bullpen, who's up next, what situation may come. All those things, he's always adding information to have in his back pocket. And then so he's prepared in those moments. But the big thing was his ability to leave the inside pitch alone, hunt back out over the plate, and when he got it, he didn't foul it off. You know, a lot of times guys will kind of open up early, pull their front shoulder out because they're worried about the inside pitch. And it's like, you got to just leave it and hunt out over. And when you get a pitch, you got to finish it. It's like, I hate the, hey, good swing when you foul straight back. No, you have to end the at bat. All you did now was put yourself in a one strike or a two strike count. You missed a good pitch to hit, and we need to finish it. And that's what Devin did. When he swung the bat, he ended the at bat right there. And it was typically with a hard hit ball and some damage. So, yeah, he was amazing this weekend.
Coach, you only had to use seven pitchers on the mound this weekend. How have you seen the pitching and the defense improve as the year's gone on?
Well, you know, we defensively didn't make some plays. We made some shaky plays, and then we made some just outstanding plays. You know, Joey B at first base was – I told him during the game, not only have you improved to where you're making the routine play, you're now starting to make special plays, game-changing plays. So that really helped to shrink the game. And then Aiden Decker-Petty, the story of the week, right? He has been just absolutely tremendous. And so the ability for us to get length out of our pen, you know, with the guys on Friday, Rise coming on Friday, we took our shot Friday, right? And we went for it. Once we got to Julian and Rise going Friday, we pretty much were making the statement that we're going to go for it. We're going to have to find a way to win this game because it's an opportunity for us to be short on the back end. Burr's outing yesterday was incredible. He's gotten so much better. And then obviously ADP was just the star of the day. I know the offense did a good job, but he was the star of the day. I mean, just best stuff. Every pitch was best stuff. 93, 96, slider was outstanding. A couple changeups in there. And so just the ability to go with seven guys and get some length out of your pen, it just changes the course, obviously, of the weekend and the season. So I could not be more thrilled with our pitching staff, their growth, Coach Glant. And his work with those guys, just an outstanding job.
With that in mind, and also the offense breaking out, what's this team's kind of attitude and confidence like going forward? The last three Big Ten weekends are against three of the top four teams.
Well, everything's in front of you, and we've talked about that for the last month. If we'll get back on our feet and play to our capabilities and just go compete, everything that we want to do is in front of us. You want to compete for a championship, you have an opportunity. You want to compete to go to the postseason, you have a chance to do that. But we're just going to have to fight it out. And, you know, I was talking to Mitch Hansen in Indiana State, one of the best coaches in the country, one of my great friends. And we were just talking about the season about a month ago now. And he said, you know, the teams that struggle early oftentimes end up being your best teams because they go through the hard stuff and they come out the backside knowing they've been through it. And if you can overcome the adversity and absorb the punches and absorb the blows and get back on your feet, then you feel like you're 10 foot tall. And so now you have to go back and you have to lean back into the things that have given you success. You know, we got to keep attacking with our best stuff. We've got to play good defense. Offensively, we have to have a small strike zone. And when we get a pitch, we got to do damage with it. So if we can keep leaning into that and have a little bit of resiliency, everything that we want to do is in front of us, and we put ourselves back in a position to do that. So just go fight it out. Make it a mud fight, make it a dog fight, and see what you can do. Do something crazy with it.
this team kind of seeing the fruits of that difficult non-conference schedule right now?
Oh, it does. You throw a team into the deep end, and sometimes they sink and sometimes they swim, but they have to learn to fight and handle adversity. We talk about it a ton. If you want to do – anything worth having is difficult, right? And you got to go play good teams. You got to go play in difficult environments. You got to get your butt kicked. And I know sometimes it's ugly and it hurts. But, man, oh, man, the character that it builds, the resiliency that it builds by doing that, it shows up late in the season. And it showed up for us. And I told them all along, there's nothing that we haven't seen. There's no caliber of team that we haven't seen. There's no environment that we haven't been in. There's nothing that college baseball has to throw at us that we haven't already been through. So don't worry about it. Just go fight. Just go compete, knowing that you've gone through the tough stuff, and then find a way to compete your way out. But, yeah, it's critically important to go challenge your team early in the non-conference season to prepare yourself for what's going to come next, which is going to be, you know, a 8-10 weekend down the stretch, you know, battle, and be tough enough to manage it.
Is there a kind of balance with trying to take things game by game, but also kind of knowing there's a lot of pressure building for postseason contention?
Well, I mean, pressure is a privilege, and so you get to have that opportunity by taking care of the day-to-day business. And I know that's super cliche and straight out of like coaches' cliche books, but if you don't make adjustments on the day-to-day, if you don't go over it, they always make fun of me because I've got all my game notes, and we have 30-minute game note meetings, you know, once or twice a week. But if you don't do those things, if you don't have the player meetings, if you don't talk to those guys, if you don't get in the cages with them or on the bullpen with them, then you I always look at it like this. Like, at any given time, there's like 8 to 10 guys that are in the right seats on the bus, or they're in the boat, and then you got to start pulling one guy at a time that's not in the boat in the right spot, and you got to get him right, and you just keep adding. You're trying to get the 10 to 15 or 15 to 18 guys that are in the right spot. And so the only way you can get your team collectively to go and be successful is if you have those 15 to 18 guys. So you just got to keep meeting and talking and coaching. And then you start to put yourself in a position to be able to even have those conversations. So we've done that. You know, we get finals week this week, so they get to go and worry about their schoolwork for a week. And then obviously on to Purdue, which will be a good weekend. But, yeah, you look at those things, but you really don't. I have no idea what RPI is. I have no idea where we stand. I don't care. We could be third, we could be eighth in the league. I have no idea. It doesn't matter, because if you don't take care of the task at hand, then the future is already lost. So just stay on task, stay on point, and keep working at it.
Coach, you talked about breakout weekends. You talked about them yesterday. Cal had a fantastic
weekend. Yeah, I did.
What's been behind the scenes working to get to this week?
Well, again, you know, Cal had several injuries, and so he was coming back from that. And he's made several swing adjustments, and we've gone back and forth, watched video. And he's adamant about the things that he wants to do, and I'm adamant about things that I would like to see him do. And so, as with most things, the compromise, you got to meet in the middle and find a common ground to be able to work from. So his initial bat angle is critically important to him. So when he's really forward leaning, he bottoms out on the barrel on the backside. And so finding a neutral position, he doesn't want to be behind him too much. And I don't want him to be too far forward. So we just kind of settled on more of a vertical position, which is a little bit abnormal for us, but that really works for him. So if it works, it works. And once he was able, really, after his first two at-bats on Friday, we had a conversation in the dugout. It's like, for one at-bat, can we just try more neutral in it? And he was smart enough and heady enough to do it. And kind of the rest from there, he took over. And what it does is it doesn't force his contact point so far out front. It allows him to catch a ball a little bit deeper. When I make early decisions, I make bad decisions. The contact point closer to my front foot. And then all of a sudden, he is incredibly talented. There is not a more talented, naturally gifted hitter on our team. There's not a more talented hitter in this league. And so when he gets into a neutral position where his ability can take over, he is a dynamic offensive player that changes the game every time he walks to the plate. So kudos to him for working his tail off and being prepared and being adjustable. But that was a hell of a weekend from Cal.
Indiana travels to West Lafayette to face Big Ten leading Purdue starting on Friday. The Hoosiers only trail Purdue and Illinois by one game, but Nebraska and Michigan are also within just one game with 3 weeks to go. See you at the BART.